This message brought to you by FEMA. Home fires occur most often in winter. Keep anything that can catch fire at least 3 feet from heating equipment. And never use an oven to heat your home. Stay in the kitchen when frying, grilling, or broiling food. Turn space heaters off when you leave the room or go to bed. Make sure all vents are clear of snow and ice to allow carbon monoxide to vent outside. Have your furnace, heating system, and chimneys serviced each year by a qualified professional. Learn more at www.usfa.fema.gov.
We'll be right back. Turn Back by Captain Vampire, opening up that first block, following that Wise and Hows by The Spearmint Sea, into Seasonal by Left Hand Does, and Skeleton Closet just then by Gretchen Shea in the middle eight. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your hostess, Lils, and please keep your ears open, as I hope you'll join us for a little bit later in the program when we'll be having a special performance by My Name is Blue Sky live from Studio D. For now, however, let's get back to some more music. Here's brand new from Jin Mason. Here's You're Wrong.
Change things got me here thinking I'm delusional. Every time I get to accusing you over here, see, I need space. I don't want you in my face. Cause you think you can have me whenever. Yeah, you think you can have me anytime. Even think you gon' have me right now. Thank you.
don't you quit guessing.
You're Wrong by Jin Mason in that last block, following that CNN snack song by Dad Doxer, into Hold Me Down by Pregnancy Mask. Just a little while longer and we'll be having a special live performance by My Name is Blue Sky, live from Studio D. You are, of course, listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford on The Town with Mikey D. For now, though, just a little bit more music, shall we? Here's Pink Slip with I Smell Burning.
I'm fumbling. I used to know the sounds are unfamiliar.
I Smell Burning by Pink Slip in that last block. Following that, Traffic Jam by Black Beach. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. And now, without further ado, all listeners, I direct your attention over to Studio D, where I present to you a special live performance. So let us tarry no further. Here now is My Name is Blue Sky.
Okay. Hi, how are you doing? My name's Blue Sky. One word, no cap. How are you guys doing? Okay, and the first song I'm going to be doing is called Famous Last Words Before Execution, which can be found on an album called No Ordinary Summer. It is out right now, and I have some tapes right here, just in case you want to order some copies. Sorry, I'm just a little... And that will be mixed in with... I love myself more than I could ever hate you. I love you all.
celebrate you. Better bottom dollar, we ain't thinking about you.
Thank you so much. That was the mix of Famous Last Words and I Love Myself More Than I Could Ever Hate You. Anytime you feel like there is some moments where you are just getting constant hate from either sides and all you're really doing is just getting by through the day, just remember, you know, more love. You know, you may not have love for everyone, but the least you can do to be able to combat all of this is to have as much love for yourself, because at the end of the day, and this I say this with those who actually believe in God, who actually believe in God as love, God as goodness, you know, that kind of spiel. Well, it is, I believe that is all literal, is everything good in this world and everything that can combat everything just horrible, anything that's mostly destructive. All hate ever does at the end of the day is really destroy you. It just rots you from the inside, but it doesn't really do anything towards whomever you are aiming it at. So at the end of the day, all you can really do at the end of the day is just love yourself, because the love that you have for yourself is the love that you have for somebody else. It's all equal. It's all connected. So the next time that you do feel some sort of a shame, some sort of a need for wrath, remember the power that you do indeed hold as a person. You do indeed hold the power of love. Love for self, love for others, love for those whom know that you matter and those who matter to you. All right, I'm not done being on my soapbox yet. And again, my name is Blue Sky, one word, no cap, and you are listening to WFMO. I'm going to be doing a little bit of poetry and a little bit of freestyling. In fact, let me go on and freestyle a little bit right now. What show WFMO.org blast through your system, you won't know what hit them. But I know I completely screwed it up. I'm sorry. It's WMFO. Let me start this all over again. I'm sorry. What show WMFO? You know, I know, you can find some joy through every girl and boy, if you are all ears. We are all here. We will not fear the sound of love. The sound of life.
We go on, we go free.
org. Thank you so much. That is one of the things that I most definitely love. Again, I completely apologize for, you know, the script. I got lost in the moment completely. If you really enjoy playing music, you will get caught up in making the music. That is what happens to anyone, from those who do hip hop to those who do jazz, especially those who do jazz. You'll have a little bit of a mistake, but it just keeps things interesting. Now, I do have some, not only some music, but also some poetry to read. And I hope you guys really enjoy it, and I hope you guys relate. I will be reading two of them, and one is called Legend. We all want to be legends, don't we? Be honest. But we all have different reasons as to why. I have a confession to make. I want to be a legend. Not really, or at least not just a superstar, but a game changer. I want those who remind me of baby me to know that he may have never had a hero exactly like him, and if he did, he probably wasn't all over primetime. He wanted his very being to be mainstream, if not so everyone knows that he was here. And you wouldn't forget what he gave you, what he did for you, what he said to you, what he added to your life that you did not know about. Or maybe you did because you did pray for it. I want whatever it takes to go back in time to meet myself in every stage in life and say that I am doing all of this for you so you wouldn't feel alone. But I cannot. I just have you. I am neither prophet nor clairvoyant. But if I can save and enrich in life, and all I got to do is exist, and there is nothing that I would rather do. Thank you. Hopefully you guys do like poetry, because I will be reading another one. And here's a little something. Oh. A little song. I wrote a song called She Looks Happy, and this one is all about, it has very little to do with like who I am, but more like an acceptance of someone's happiness of being exactly who they are. I don't see how you could frown. I don't see how you could fear her high flying summer dress, her smile you haven't seen in years, her hopscotch pet. She used to want to fly the coop. Now she's living in her truth. I cannot tell her who she is, because she isn't who I am. But I think it matters less than where she chooses. I have no.
judgment. I envy her so. We want to be ourselves all the time, if that's who we'll ever know. I lost my son to Satan, sadly. Good for her, because she finally happy. I know she'll be around for a while. The world may take some time, but I know that you will be just fine. She'll always be your precious child. Running wild, think back when you were a teen, and finding yourself, finding a place where you fit in. It felt like hell itself. To him, sadly, and it's good for her. I know she is happy. That is something I would have preferred. I might never read her, but I'll always believe her. True is an honest woman's word. By the way, her pronouns are she, her, and hers.
I hope you don't mind. I am, my name is Blue Sky. I am he, him, his. That's my pronouns. And I did write a song about going at someone who is constantly trying to misgender and constantly trying to shame their transgender child. And I'm like, look, the thing is, she is happy. She is very happy. She is very herself. At the end of the day, that should be what matters, like that kind of freedom. I'd rather anyone have that freedom over anything that will make them completely and utterly miserable. And that's just my stance. I hope that you are happy, and I hope you get all the happiness that you will ever have in life, in who you are, in what you have, and what will come into the future. And that's just my stance on it. And this next one is off of an album that I had released in 2014. It is called The Anxiety Bridge. For anyone who used to have anxiety, I used to have performance anxiety. You know, you couldn't, like, before 2014, I would rather, like, jump off of, like, anything than to perform on stage. But somehow I'm able to be here singing for you, lovely people, and write a song about it. So here it is.
You will find me. at the bridge of anxiety, demons at my feet, and they're telling me to race my way through, find out what I'll fall into, or turn like a coward and run right back to you. This is where you end and I begin. This is where you end and I begin.
Album that I had written called Human Beyond Repair, and the album is really a first-person description of what it may be like to have Asperger's syndrome. Well, we call it autism now. As most of you who may have known me know, I have autism, and the one thing that we don't really have, we don't have a whole lot of singers who will give you like a front row seat of what it may actually be like to have those kinds of things. I am currently working on a new album, and I'll tell you all the like the titles and all that onto my Twitter. And so follow my Twitter. You might get a whole lot of information. My Twitter is Cosmic Blue Outie. That is Cosmic Blue, A-U-T-I-E. And if you want my Instagram, it is The Cosmic Blue Outie. So hopefully I will see you there, and I hope that you are enjoying the selections that I have for you tonight. Now I'm going to wind up ticking a specific amount of people off. And this includes people who love to talk a whole lot about freedom! Or the idea of what freedom is. I'm going to give you what I think should be the dictionary definition of what freedom is. And this is a poem called The Difference Between Your Freedom and Mine. Here you go again talking about freedom. And I doubt that you even know what that means. Allow me to explain. If I were you, I would realize that silence is my best friend. My freedom creates where your freedom aims to destroy. My freedom is about staying alive, never needing to survive. My freedom is for you and me. Your freedom was what? Only for yourself? If your freedom contains the spiritual slaveries of others, if it is a placebo and you will crash from the rush. My freedom aims to hurt nobody. My freedom is never having to see anyone hurt. And yes, that does include you if you wanted to. My freedom is God-given. It isn't greedy. I inspire those to break, unlock, to shed the chains where yours will suggest that everyone but yourself will wear one. Freedom and self-control can work together. Frankly, you haven't exhibited either or. My freedom saves. It liberates. It inspires. It illuminates. Who did you plan to liberate? And that, my folks, is the main difference between your freedom and mine. I'm not off the soapbox yet, so what I'm going to do is I am going to do another freestyle, and then I'm going to sing my last song. Let me raise you high. Let me wipe you dry. I won't ask you to not cry. Just ask how you are feeling inside. Too many times we rely on empty platitudes and all the wrong attitudes. Let me raise you high. Maybe you can reach the sky. No need to ask why you feel you deserve the high. Just don't be afraid. My hand is for you. Don't be afraid of all the impact that you can leave, all that you can do, you can do, that you can do for you and I. Let me help you fly. Stand upon this land. You are woman, you are man, you are human. You'll stay human. We have all been on the ground before. It is how you climb.